Righto, before we get into it today, I'd just like to thank the blokes and ladies that keep the lights on here, our sponsors.
Better Beer, Jogging a Can, Winning a Tin, The Athlete's Choice. Look, no matter what sort of beer you drink, they've got you covered. Go check out their whole range.
Country Trucker Caps for keeping our domes out of the sun with all their deadly designs.
TikTok Nutrition for keeping our bodies filled with the good stuff.
SP Tools for giving us the best tools for all our projects at home and on the work site.
And the True Blue Aussie Bookie Blue Bet.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
G'day, welcome back to another episode of the Alpha Blokes Podcast.
Here to give the everyday butler a voice, delete head noise, one laugh at a time. If you're going to have a beer, have a better beer, jogging a can, winning a tin, the athlete's choice. Cambo's been doing a bit of cooking with him even. We'll get to that a bit later.
Yep.
Now, guys, we've got another version of the ABC today. Aircon's back, cunts.
Yeah,
how good. I put a hoodie on, not because I needed to, because I could. I'm going to fucking crank that thing today. Alpha Blokes Chiller Box. That'll be the next one. You could hang a ruin here for 7 days.
You could. You could dry age a fucking beast.
No, he's done well.
He's done well.
It's been a fucking, you know, couple of hard weeks in the sweatshop, boys, but we got through it, eh?
Yep.
So, yeah. How good. Righto, guys. Before we fucking dribble today, the fight night is closing in quick, isn't it? And I've realised that, you know, we sort of spoke about a couple of fights at the start, but we hadn't really gone through a proper rundown of the night for everyone. I thought it's probably a good time to give everyone a proper update on what's going on, how you watch it if you aren't going to go there. So a couple of details we wanted to make sure everyone was across. So the pay-per-view, livecombatsports.com.au is where you go. Look up. On the 27th of the 4th, Podcast Royale. It's going to cost $30. Pay-per-view will start at 4:30. That's Australian Eastern Standard Time.
Queensland
time. Everyone do your fucking own research on that.
Mm-hmm.
But will be some top quality entertainment here, people. We're not saying top quality boxing fights. We're saying top quality fucking entertainment.
You're going to have a laugh.
It's going to be fun. It can be streamed from anywhere in the world. So all of our overseas listeners, hook in as well. This isn't just an Australian thing. This is fucking free range. Now, guys, Tom and Eddie from Hello Sport will be commentating the biffs on the pay-per-view. These blokes can dribble with the best of them. So they'll be peppering your ears. Special commentator will be announced soon joining them. So there'll be three of them. We'll be announcing the third soon. We're just going over some details. On the night itself, in the ring, Buster will be announcing / emceeing, getting around, keeping his entertained, and the Pooh Bandit will be cruising around the flats amongst the crowd, getting into his work with you legends. So it's going to be fun as a perfect mix to pepper your ears with the good stuff. Now, how the night will line up fights-wise for those who are interested in asking. So we'll go through all the podcast fights, kicking it off. The blokes who started this whole thing, Battle of the Button Pushers, Quino versus Moose.
Yeah.
To kick things off, mate.
Mm.
I heard you're walking first, Quino.
I am. I am the first bloke to enter this thing, so fucking get pumped.
Yeah, fucking ice, mate. Oath. That's prime. I think this joint's going to go off like a bag of prawns in the sun for this one. Just fucking off its head. Moose, I believe, still in hiding. Cowardly, if you ask me, this close.
Bitch. Yeah.
But, you know.
Was he only coming out on the night?
Yep.
Is he wearing headgear too to fucking protect himself?
Yeah, I would assume so, Cam.
Yeah.
Then we got coming up next, Darcy from Bloody Brilliant Beers versus Jace from the Reggies. So that's going to be a good one. And then our first tag team, Stink, to spice things up. Brad and Chinfat from Almost a Man versus Bluey and Gabe from Daily Blue Weekly. Now, this is a bit of feeling, a bit of heat in this one, boys. Queensland versus New South Wales. Should be plenty of feeling.
Yep.
So I came for this one. Bit of a size advantage to the boys up north as well. So so it should be interesting. Cam versus Gibbo. I reckon the crowd will be fucking up and about for this one.
I'll be firing.
So that's the next podcast one. Michael from Cast Patrol versus Lukey from Levels. Then me and Klutzy Groper versus Jarch, and then to finish things off, Knuckles and Brizy versus Marty and Michael. So they're the podcast fights. Now, we've got a few fights thrown in there to really make it a night to remember amongst, like, cat amongst the pigeons. Every few fights, they get split up from, like, a fun one. So first one, seven men all in blindfolded fight. So we got all our blindfolded gentlemen lined up, ready to go with a couple of backups.
People are asking if we're going to put them up. I'm not sure if we are.
What's that?
They wanted to see who the blokes were in the seven-man blindfold. I don't know if we're going to have time to do that, but we'll keep you posted.
But
anyway,
it's happening. Just know that. Yes. It's happening. They're getting amongst it. So who fucking doesn't want to watch that?
Oh.
Like, if someone said to you, hey, man, do you want to watch seven guys blindfolded in a boxing ring flog fuck out of each other?
Fucking
oh, no thanks, bro. I think I'm busy.
Yep. What? Yeah.
That's going to be awesome, bro. Then we got women's lingerie fight. Yep. So do you remember the old lingerie gridiron games?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it should be similar to that, except way better.
Yep.
So look forward to that. And then, guys, last but certainly not least, we have the ant weight bout. Couple of little fellas, keen as to get stuck right into their work. Coming out of one corner, we got Shane Schwarzenegger Train versus Shawnee the Whip McGrath.
Stop.
Now, these two are just, you know what they say, it's not about the size of the dog in the fight, it's about the size of the fight in the dog, okay? And from what I'm hearing, we've got a couple of Jack Russells here chewing at the bit, ready to get into it. So, cannot wait for this. These boys are going to lift the roof off the joint. The press conference will be getting held Friday, Arvo, the 26th of April at 5 p.m. Broadbeach Cats Football Club. It'll be a free event, so you'll be able to attend that or live stream it. Stay tuned for more details on the stream. Then it all goes down, boys. April 27th, Gold Coast Convention Centre, pay-per-view, live combat. Does it get any better?
That'll be good. One massive question everyone keeps asking, where do they buy the pay-per-view? Jump on the Alpha Events Instagram page. The link is in the bio.
Yeah, we'll just go to livecombatsports.com.au.
As well, yeah.
And you just have a look at the upcoming events, go through to it. It's simple as fuck. But, yeah, it's a frequently asked question, guys, so go check that out. Obviously, we'll give you updates as we go in the next few weeks. But, yeah, go and follow _ Alpha Events Co. for all the updates on everything, because that's where it'll go. Obviously, all the podcasts will share what they can over the next few weeks, but that events page will tell you everything.
Because we're awesome, also keep you updated in the Trendsetters page.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Get in there. Get in there if you're not in there. But, yeah, so that's pretty much the Biff and Front, bit of an update for people, guys.
Yeah.
But
all closing in now, mate.
How's the weekend, lads?
Rainy, miserable weekend. It was good just to chill out a bit, eh?
Yep.
I did get into a bit of drinking, but that was coming with the weather.
Yeah, that's right.
Nothing out of the ordinary there.
Yeah, good weekend for drinking.
Yeah,
really. What'd you get up to, Quinner?
We got Katie's littlest brother staying with us just for school holidays. So just, same thing, just stayed inside, really.
Yeah.
And I did some work. I got some training in with Jesse, which was really good. And
yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah, just chilled out as well.
Good stuff. So you start to get a few photos together for the meat stock vlog, mate?
Yeah, starting to build that narrative too. And obviously that's not as big of a job as Nui, so I'm just going to chip away at that this week.
Yeah.
On top of the other things I got going on. But
what a time to be a patron.
Oh,
it's all happening, eh?
It is.
On the fucking
Thank
Patreon
Thank you for your support,
front.
Too.
Yeah, been fucking unreal. Oath. It's yeah. going off. It's good yeah. to see, though, eh? Like
yeah.
people getting around it.
It's been a very big focus of ours these past couple of months to do the vlog thing, and
yeah.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Well, even moving forward, you know, we've yeah. got plenty of exciting things coming up this year and moving on, and it's nice to be able to just show them what we get up to. And
That's right.
You know, and it's cool when you get to put them on there as well, you know, bumping into a few weapons, chucking them on there. But yeah, it was good. I went to Stanage, boys. She was fucking, it was pretty wild, eh? Like, a lot of the boys were there from Monday.
Yeah.
And we got there Thursday, so you can imagine the hurt locker that fucking we walked into Thursday morning, man. It was off tap, but got hit with some rank weather. But you can only piss with the dick you got.
Yeah.
So, you know, it still had a smick time. I'll definitely be back to this joint, though. Like, it's set up perfect.
Yeah.
A couple of streets there with the houses set up for heaps of people.
You go down the pub?
Oh, yeah. We went down to the fucking pub, mate. It was, I'll get to that in a second. But we, fair bit of drinking and yarning in. And when it's raining and windy like that, you know, the pub's a pretty good spot. But that's the other thing too, is that the houses that you're there set up in, you know, that it's good to drink there as well. But there's something about going to a pub, you know, you sort of want to go and check it out. See what the local fucking joint's like. But yeah, Thursday was really the only day we could go out for a little bit of a look. You know, it wasn't really raining when we got there, but it was blowing its hole out a bit. Got out there and got a couple of cod, and I got a little fucking trout and stuff like that. Tried the lure out there, but like I had these bigger jig heads, but tide was ripping that hard. I couldn't even get the fucking thing to the bottom.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, oh, well, I'll get into me work with this a bit later on. But didn't really even get to fucking... To use it, man, to be honest. Threw it around the creek a little bit on one of the days there, but like I said, pissing down rain and blowing the whole time. But the rooftop tent sleep, boys. Had a bit of time to test the utes out, and first night on the rooftop, I was cross-threaded Thursday when I went to get into the cunt. There has got to be some yarns about blokes just eating shit getting into it. Because, mate, I was proper thinking about it. I looked at it, did like a fucking safety analysis before I ripped up it. And I was proper making sure 3 points of contact because I'm like, fuck, I'm blind. Yeah. Like, going up and making sure the next one was locked in and then picked the foot up and got in there. And what I didn't realise is the lean that I parked my car on.
Oh.
So I'd parked it sort of downhill a bit quickly that arve and just popped her up. And when I got in there, man, I sort of slid down a bit and went to sleep, opened all the vents up, went to sleep, and I woke up, mate, and I was grouped up down the bottom of it because the mattress slid because I was on the lean.
Yeah.
And fucking, so I had to get up on my hands and knees, grab the top of it and do a little bunny hop, like jump and pull it up as I went. So I did that a couple of times and repositioned myself. And then it just, Huey sent it down, mate, pissed down rain. And I didn't realise till I was soaked in there. So I'm grouped up at the bottom, soaked in my rooftop tent, zipped it all up. Yeah, just rookie error pretty much. You know, just picked up a few things. Park on flat ground and do a bit of a weather check before you crash, mate, to leave all your things open. But the tent itself's beautiful. It's just the operator, man.
No one can say they're an A-grade camper unless they're fucking pretty much a homeless man.
Well, you got to test these things out, mate.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, I didn't really take into account the lean, you know, on the thing.
I had to call myself a C-grade camper. I'm still not an A grade yet, but yeah. I'm hoping maybe 20 years time I'll be able to get to a B.
Mate,
that's like a black belt, I reckon, camping.
Mate, these utes are really helping things out.
Oh, definitely.
Like, just, yeah, it was fucking unreal. Being able to just set the music, having the music, having the fridge is so fucking good. You know, drive around down to the beach, bang, tunes on, fucking fridge is there. Chuck your piss in, boys. It's just simple as fuck.
Can I tell you my almost big fuck up? Today's fuck up.
Today's effort.
I went out to Clivey Survey. As you see my story, there was only one tap that worked and it was 91 unleaded. So that was handy. Couldn't fuel my car up.
Again. Oh, for fuck's
sake. I had to put a story up because I'm like.
Yeah. And fuck them.
And the lady was actually coming out to put the fourth one on. I should have waited for the photo because she goes, oh, the tanks are getting low. And I said, I said, what's going on? I said, I can't keep abusing you guys. She goes, I'm leaving. I'm fucking over it. I said, can you give us a bit of an explanation? And she goes, we don't have one. They're just not even ordering the fuel or something like that.
Mm.
Anyway, that wasn't me fuck up. I got out there and all these people are staring at me. And I'm like, oh, righto. All the best. How you going? Fucking shit day, whatever. Look back, and he goes, you know that's open? Me canopy door is just up.
True.
I must have, like, boxing the day before, had it over there, mustn't have, like, locked it.
Yeah.
And then somehow on the highway, she's fucking opened up.
So you were just peeling with your door.
Yeah, old mate was, he goes, I was cringing because I thought, lucky you went into that, into the bows are wide.
Oh, maybe it took it out.
Yeah, because he's like this to me.
I'm like,
I'm not that ugly.
Holy, that would have been wild.
And I got out and I'm like, everything's sweet. I think I lost a hat and maybe me mouth guard case or something like that. But I'm like, how? So I got straight on the phone to Luke. I'm like, got an idea for you, mate, for retards like me. Can we put that alarm system in to tell me when it's opened?
Yeah, when your thing's open. Yeah, fuck, that would have been traumas. Imagine that, running into that.
Oh, and then fuck just, me. Oh. But anyway.
Mate, you should have seen the Friday. So Gav Faraway, Jed's old boy, gave me a message like when it was first going. He goes, mate, gender bender day on the Friday. Everyone bring a dress. That's the rule.
Yep.
You know, and we'll have best dress, just proper get into it. Now, you think of Stanage Bay. There are some blokey, non-queering blokes at Stanage Bay.
Proper.
Like, I'm talking no Wolf Creek fill-ins. Like, yep, as in, yep, if Mick Mick was tail busy, there's four cunts at Stanage that'd march straight in, fit the mould. You know, had skulls painted on their cruiser. I've got a photo of this cunt. It pulled up in front of the pub and went, holy fuck, look at this cunt. So you can imagine all the boys in their dresses, and there was some slutty little pieces getting around. Like, I had like a flowing one, a heap of boys of Sunday dresses. A couple of them had these tight-fitting things that just showed off every nook and cranny. The boys were smuggling peanuts, as Frankie was saying. But funny as fuck. So we're talking a dozen cunts, and they're up on balconies and shit, like just looking over everything, and you're sort of getting the look from everyone. And the idea was at the start, you know, the boys would be punching out in the boats and the dresses, yeah, all day, having fun. But this was the day that it really come down sideways, wind, rain, and we're like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go to the pub. And I'm pretty sure it's called the Crab Pot too.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So we went straight into the fucking Crab Pot with these dresses on, and like the publican and that's thinking, here we go. And I'm thinking, righto, let's settle in for a big one. And we were in there, and just as I thought this joint couldn't get any weirder, this tribe of weapons come out of the mangroves, man. There was two old girls who were probably 50-odd and a tribe of kids about, I swear they just appeared out of the mangroves. Come in, no shoes between them, covered in midgie bites, all of them, covered. The two old girls had these tight-fitting 90s on that just had everything on show, wild-looking rigs. And we thought, what the fuck's going on here? Like, I thought there's 12 cunts in dresses in the pub and we weren't the weirdest in there. And then she was just the vibe going on. They loved it too. They were coming up grabbing us on the tit. Hey, boy. So you can imagine just everyone going, what's going on here? I think a couple of the lads were a bit freaked out, like fucking went and sat in the corner like, holy, what do we got going on here? I said, mate, end of the day, what are they going to do to us? Like, there's safety in numbers.
Yeah.
So they parked all their kids over in the corner colouring in and they'd got on the piss with us for the day. And there was this, have you seen that big ass cockatoo in there?
Mm.
So picture this, because this is what my brain thinks about the people watching thing. I'm like, imagine these blokey blokes that come in for a tin today, and there was fucking half a dozen of them that come in, and you just saw the eyes light up on these cunts. They look around the left, here's these fucking 12 blokes in the weirdest assortment of dresses ever, a big cockatoo sitting there, and these two old girls mixing in with us. One had no teeth at all. No teeth, man. And said to one of the boys, you know what the best thing is about fucking a girl with no teeth, mate? And then he goes, yeah, something about gobbies, and give him a wink, and he goes, oh. Like, just proper wild, mate. But how just turn this day into an absolute ripper when we're just sitting there going, this is so fucking good. Off tap, bro. But, yeah, so funny, mate, so funny. And do you know what? It's not cheap either nowadays to dress up in dresses. Like, that last day before we went, I'm like, right, go around to the op shops here. A couple were closed, but Lifeline was open, right? And I'm thinking, go in there. I remember getting all weird shit from there. And, you know, you can normally get an outfit for under 10 bucks, secondhand thing.
Yeah.
Got two dresses because I'm like, always have a spare for one of the boys who doesn't have one. Fucking 52 bucks cost me. And I'm like, pull your fucking heads in, Lifeline. But anyway, I just had to give them a little drive-by. But, yeah, man, fucking hell, what else from the pub there? That's pretty much it. But, yeah, they will not forget that anytime soon. Like, just that day at the pub, it was fucking awesome.
That sounds wild.
Yeah, it was wild, man. It was fucking wild. But, yeah, on the Saturday, bit of an adventure with the lads. We sort of had a little window there to go do a bit of exploring. So I went up the headland and went for a walk down on the rocks and chucked a few lures around. That was when I had me yabbies on. I'm like, here we go. Went to this bay, and I'm like, sweet. Tide was coming in, just washed a heap of seaweed in there. Couldn't even get a cast in without getting weed. And I'm like, some cunt does not want me to go fishing. But anyway, it was still fun. Checked out a few caves and just got into our work there. And, you know, the weather rolled back in. So we just sat down in the trenches again with the lads.
Do you see that one wild street there? Just like a hoarder's paradise, but there's like some proper wild units that live up in there. Because I think the backstory, there's like couple of pro fishermen, they were blowing that much. They had to move cops into town for a couple of months.
Oh, true. To sort them out.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
They were blowing that bad.
It is a... I love it, though, because it is like there's everything there you need. But because to get in there is a big-ass corrugated as fuck dirt road, it's not like it's just an easy drive-by for cops and sort of that sort of thing.
No.
So it's not like... She's like a little hidden community in there.
And it's so much better than it was. It used to just be all dirt. Now at least some of it's sealed road.
Mm. Yeah, so it's... like I said, mate, I think I'll definitely be back there because...
Oh, definitely,
It's just that the tides are pretty hectic as well. Like, Tassie, I think, put a few pots in, 8 or so pots, got on the piss a couple of days and didn't get around to checking them. I think he found 3.
Yeah.
Like, just because the tides are so big. So, anyway, but it was a great trip, man, to catch up with all the boys, eh? Like, a lot of lads I wouldn't have seen in ages, and just... So many yarns and memories about filth, which was what it's all about, you know, remembering the legend. And was great to have a test out of the ute as well. Like, it's the first time I've really got to test it properly. You know, took it down on a bit of soft sand. So got it sort of half stuck, but I didn't put the tire pressure down. So use those little pressure gauges we got on there, tested that out, you know, got her out of there and fucking used the compressor to pump it all back up. Just those little handy things, eh? Pull them back at camp and just fucking compress her out, pump it up. Don't need a servo or hook anything else up.
Yeah, it's probably.
So all of those things really started to work, man, and that's why I was like, I enjoy using it. And that's why a few of the boys are like, oh, I'll pull you out. And I'm like, oh, I just sort of wanted to fuck around using it, you know, so.
Yeah.
So we can do it. But only sort of thing I think I haven't really tested out yet on it's the winch and stuff like that. I haven't really had to use it, but. Sort of want to use it before I'm in the spot where I need it.
Yeah.
But I might get that winch out. Oh, I don't even know how to drive the car.
Yeah. I want to pull a stump out at home, so I might use that with the excavator.
Put it to use. And then, boys, Sunday hit me with a good curveball. So, you know, Sunday morning, boys want to get back home. Sore heads got up, and then the cleanup starts, right? And it was like, sweet, everyone has their things to do, a couple of dump runs and shit, and... I was like, right, I'll do the dishes. So I had the sink full, just hooking into me dishes, putting it up there, and I had this cup with a sponge and had the sponge pushed down the bottom of the cup, and the rim of the cup was between me pinky finger and my ring finger, pushing right down hard on it, and I didn't see that it had a chip at the top of the glass, and I was just wringing it through, and it just fucking opened the webbing up between my little finger and the finger next to it. I was just looking at it. Just going, fuck off.
Not ideal.
Like, just opened me fingers open and went, eh. Because it's probably only a centimetre and a half, but it was pretty deep. So I just fucking, yeah, what do you do, though? Just went, righto, not ideal. You could probably put one stitch in there, but I thought I'll just strap them together, you know, still be able to do some sparring, just hold the right hand a little bit. But, yeah, just Murphy's Law going, are you kidding? Least manly way to get an injury.
Dish.
Name a, like, less manly injury. What'd you do, man? Oh, just washing dishes, bro. That's fucked. But anyway, so got us strapped up. Is what it is. Fucking going to have to do more than that to get me out of the blue, bros. She's all happening.
She is.
All happening. And then, yeah, chip on the windscreen on the way home. Cop that. Cheers, bro. That was a fucking nice one. But overall, boys... Such a great thing for me. Really got some quality time. The blokes didn't get to see often. Like I said before, there was Frankie, Peggy and I rolled in on the Thursday and the other lads had been hooking in since Monday. So they had a massive haul.
Yeah.
Monday through to fucking Sunday, man. But the MVP for me had to be the big red from Agnes, big Frankie. Mate, one of the most naturally funny cunts on earth. He's got the Pommy accent and just quick-witted. Like, I'm literally sore from laughing from him, man. Yeah. Like, locked the hubs in for 3 days. I just looked over at him when he's blind. Do you know how Isaac Hardman had the big fridge freezer?
Yeah.
Like, I'd hit him when he's blind. He's just bopping along. He'd go, hey, big fridge freezer. And then he had this sequence he ran through, mate. He'd go, lemon squeezer, MasterCard Visa, people pleaser, proper naughty geezer. He just hit you with that.
How good's that?
Fucking funny, man, hey. Just so good. And like I was saying, like Tommy the Pommy rings in with that bit of chirp.
Yeah.
He's just that nonstop. Fun to have around.
Oh, it's unreal.
The Poms, mate, when they have that wit, they're hard to beat. They're fucking hard to beat.
They are.
So, yeah, Unreal. Should have seen him on this mission about vapes. He hates it. Reckons it's the most fucking unmanly thing on earth. Yeah. I'll have to get him on one day and fucking just so funny, mate. But, yeah, shout out to all the boys on that trip. Fucking keen as for next time already and hopefully get some more fishing in. But, yeah, talking about fishing, hook up coming up soon.
Yeah.
The end of this, pretty much a week after the fight night, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Mm. So, yeah, get keen for that. If you guys can't make the fight night, want to come say good day, we'll be set up there having a bit of fun. And, yeah, have the lures and everything there. Da-da-da-da-da. We're cooking with the D-A-D-D-Y. Mate, cooking with Daddy. You fucking put up a little video. It's going off. It's lemon spread.
Yeah. No, Quino come out and we made use of the shit weather and knocked the old beer can chicken over and the better beer cheese dip.
Yeah.
It was good. But, that you can't explain how moist that fucking chicken is, eh, bruh?
Unreal. Unreal, it killed it.
It's a game changer. You wouldn't even want to roast a chicken without putting like a beer can in it.
No, because like you don't want to eat. Usually, want to eat the breast because it's usually dry.
Yeah,
right. But it was fucking. It was I haven't really had a chicken that moist ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So it must just come up through, like evaporate up through.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. Thing. Just constantly. Yeah. I've done. That's the second or third one I've done. But yeah, because I'm not. Everyone just goes and buys a hot chook. Not that many people are roasting a whole chook these days.
But no.
But no. It's great. And then just had it as a couple of meals, a couple of chicken sandwiches and rice paper rolls, put it in with that as well.
What sort of time period are you looking at to cook it?
Oh, I think we probably went to about an hour 40, hour 50, eh?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a go. We went to 150.
Do you reckon putting that rub under the skin is pretty good?
Yeah, like, definitely, yeah, separating that skin, yeah.
Mm.
No, we did that. But we also did these duck legs as a bit of a fucking entree.
Mm.
I don't know. There was something about that. I was just like, they were fucking unreal.
Crispy skin, mate. Didn't burn it.
True.
And it was fucking flavorful as too.
Yeah, you know that bang bang duck we had at Moo Moo's?
Mm.
It was like that quality, eh?
Yeah. It was fucking unreal.
I was that impressed because I'm like, the price you pay for that and it's pretty much the same. And we did like a ponzu sauce with black garlic hot sauce.
How's the Timberline XL going, mate? Traeger?
Yeah, I think Cass is off it, but she's just been burning pellets.
Just getting.
I've had it. Definitely this weekend. It's been on every day,
mate. I think
I just love it.
A fella got onto me. It's something to do with the Wi-Fi. I think it's the Wi-Fi setting that I need to fuck around with. Like I said, haven't got much chance to have a play around with it.
Yep.
But I think that's what it is. Something to do with the Wi-Fi. Sorry, brother, balance. I didn't get back to you either. I'll give you a message back. Had a bit on.
That's the balance. You got to try the ute out.
Yeah.
The smoker. I haven't really done too much with the ute.
Yeah, that's right.
Hook into the smoker.
It was good because, like, we were on the couch and we were able to check the temp.
Yeah.
While we were fucking waiting and shit, yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing gay about that, son.
Nah. Sitting there watching 2.5 men or whatever, having a drink.
Oh, mate, out in the rain, stoking the box, going, oh, look at you, gay cunts. Yeah, righto, man. Fucking good on you, bro. But, nah, that's cool.
Yeah, also when went with Mia down to look for penny turtles.
Oh, yeah, down the dam.
Yeah, down the creek. Yeah. But there actually wasn't that much water in life. But now I went into BCF and she picked out a net and everything. So now I reckon this week.
Daddy's going to be on the flats.
I'm going to find a fucking turtle. Like, I found like there's a heap of big ones. But I'm like, oh, I'd like to find the little 20-cent coin ones.
Mate, that is awesome, though, for her at that age she's at. Remember when you were a kid and there was heaps of rain? And then there's water where there normally isn't water and little puddles and shit. It's fun as fuck for them, mate, being outside. It
feels like a different life down at that creek too.
Mm.
But hopefully.
A few skimboards getting around or what?
Might have to be.
Yeah. That's cool.
It freaks me out that a croc might be in there one day down that bottom creek. Brackish water.
Ooh.
Two.
That'd be a bit wild. Is there those bull rout in there?
Yeah, that's when my granddad got done back in the day.
Oh,
man. And they reckon the only thing that eased the pain was like ball in the kettle pretty much.
Yeah,
not
right.
To the point where you're going to see your skin off, but that was the only thing that would release the pain.
I knew it was one or the other, either really hot or really cold.
Yeah, real hot.
Real hot.
Yeah, so bull rout's a freshwater stonefish for people that don't know or listen overseas.
Like what's... Yeah.
Can you pull one up for
if God's real... Explain that, you cockhead. Because that's a shit idea. Like, we got to cop them in the salt. Oh, yeah, we'll make a freshie too, just to keep them and on
that's
their toes.
See that? That's the colour of the creek.
Oh, look at it.
Yeah, they're very
like, what's the purpose of that thing? Just like, I can't. It's like, yeah. It's like a living mine. Like
freshwater stonefish.
Also commonly called freshwater stonefish or croaky, is a pale yellowish to dark brown coloured, so yes, creek colour, that lives in tidal estuaries and slow flowing streams in eastern Australia from southern New South Wales to northern Queensland.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but yeah, one
and
of
you
those
won't
animals,
even you won't even see one as you're stepping on.
Fuck, bad juju, man.
Nah.
That's fucked.
I always wear boots down there.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're going to be going into creeks and water holes and that, just chuck them on.
100%.
Because the problem is, man, like, that's bad enough, like, excruciating pain as an adult. It makes me crook in the guts thinking about my 2-year-old or 4-year-old kid standing on one. Imagine that. Oh. You wouldn't even be, they'd be uncontrollable.
They say the pain's that bad, you'd rather your foot get cut off.
Yeah.
Mm. Is there a pain reader on that or something?
My uncle stepped on one.
Oh,
but I was actually pretty disappointed with all the rain and that. There really wasn't that much water down there.
Yeah, right. Because I, like, where at Agnes there, man, you know, near all those rocks where those dragon boats leave from?
Yeah.
I look at people walking around in there next to all those rocks on that little bit of beach and just think, fuck you, bud. Like, you're just asking to stand on one. What is it? Schmidt pain scale.
Yeah, but that's for insects. We want fish.
There was this show getting around for a bit. People were getting bitten by things and yeah, rating them. That's fucked.
They're mad.
That's off tap.
Have you seen that bloke on the internet as well? He's going around finding all these snakes and shit, and he's getting, like, bitten by them. But let's say in America, a rat snake mustn't be poisonous.
A rat snake?
Yeah, I have to have a look at that. I don't think we're going to – most painful thing, but what's that, stonefish still?
Stonefish.
Fuck, they're ugly-looking thing, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
They look like they hurt. Look at the cat.
A stonefish sting starts with excruciating pain and swelling, which quickly develops into paralysis, tissue necrosis, and even heart failure if left untreated.
Copy.
So, yeah, wear your boots, my followers.
Yeah, let's look up rat snake for me.
Rat snake?
Yeah. And then go, are they venomous?
Oh, yep.
Well, did a bloke get bitten by one, did he?
Oh, this bloke on the internet at the moment, he's in America, like, flipping corrugated iron over and just running up and grabbing him. They're, like, just spinning around and grabbing him on the hand.
Large, powerful, non-venomous snakes.
Yeah, that must be why. Because I'm like, this is wild as anything. That he's picking up. Like, they look like an Eastern Brown, some of them.
Oh.
Two.
Imagine if he came to Australia and tried that.
Yeah.
See a lala.
But he's picking up he was picking up rattlesnakes and shit, but he'd been a bit more careful with them.
Mm. Oh, fucking hell. Right, let's move on to a bit of news and sport, eh? On the back of the geezer chat, there's a proper naughty geezer getting. He's just run across Africa. I think the first bloke to do it. So hit the link there, Quino. Run through this fella. Have a go at him, so the big red.
Look at him, proper geezer. Name is Russ Cook. He's become the first person to run the entire length of the continent of Africa. He ran more than 16,000 k's through 16 countries in 352 days. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but he had a bit of adversity in the middle because he got robbed and lost his passports and couldn't get through some countries for a while. And also...
he's running on the spot for a bit.
Yes, but someone came and helped him out there, which was really good. So, yeah, he's definitely overcome some problems during the thing.
Out of all the countries that I wouldn't want to be running by myself, Africa would be a pretty fucking big one. Yep. Like, look at the animals there that could just eat you. Not kill you, eat you.
Hippo.
And shit you out.
Proper. See, you reckon if he ran the other way, that's some loose places. You scroll back up for a second. Like Kenya, Ethiopia, Sudan, like up through Egypt.
Yeah, he ran the right way, I think.
I think he ran the right way.
Yeah, that's right. Proper. But that is epic, man. What's he dubbed? His name? Go up, Quinn.
Fuck, imagine the sunburn on the fella. He's a ginger.
Yeah, down. There it is. An English extreme marathon runner dubbed the hardest geezer has completed his run across the entire length of Africa. Good on you, brother. Fuck, what's his actual name?
Cook. Russ Cook.
Russ Cook.
Yeah. James Cook found Australia. Russ Cook ran across Africa.
352 days.
Yeah, I wonder if he's related.
Don't know.
But yeah, was robbed at gunpoint on day 240.
Fucking hell.
Losing all his money and passports.
Wonder if he had anyone following him.
I think he did have a team, yeah.
Mm.
Wow.
That's fucking...
Look, bro, that's fucking hectic.
People are doing some cool shit, aren't they?
Sure are.
I think there's people all over the world doing all this sort of shit, just for like different charities and raising money and awareness and stuff like that. Good on him, mate.
Plans to celebrate cool. with a party, going to have strawberry daiquiris on the beach.
Surely one beer
to match his hair.
Surely one beer and he'd be blind.
Oh, proper.
You're that fit.
Yeah.
My news story is Cowboy Cerrone obviously training to ride Dana White's bull, Twisted Steel. I actually just thought he was just going to, like, jump on and just, like, do it, but he's actually proper training.
Well, I fucking hope so, man, because that bull is, like, it's getting ridden by the best bull riders in the world.
But, yeah, fucking hope. So, yeah, go watch a bit of it on YouTube as well. But he's putting in the work. He's 41, fucking Cowboy Cerrone. He's like, it's pretty fucking loose that he's going to go and do this.
Well, so he's been in, like, he's been riding them?
Yeah, he's been riding a fair few and moving up. I don't know when he's, is there anything on there, Quinn, when he's actually meant to do this?
When it's going to happen.
Yeah.
How people watch it and shit. Yeah. Got to be on there. Because, yeah, that's ballsy as fuck, hey.
May 18th.
There you go.
Saturday, May 18th, AT&T Stadium. So this should have a bit more here.
Well, suppose the positive out of this, right, Twisted Steel, apart from just going out to the bush and getting on an ex-scrubber, at least if he gets flicked, it's not like Twisted Steel's going to maul him, like purposely go after him and maul him and that. I think a lot of the PBR bulls sort of know that once they buck him off, they're pretty good with...
That's right. They're just as pumped up as well. When they get off the truck, they fucking... Yeah, right. They're going, let's go. And then they'll just like do their thing and sort of run back out. But they reckon he's old Twisted Steel gives him a bit of trouble in the shoots.
Does he? Yeah. So he's got a bit of shit in him, does he?
There's a bit of shoot chat here, definitely. Yeah, battling Caden Bunch in the shoots before the gates even opened. When they did finally open, Bunch only lasted 2.46 seconds.
Yeah.
Cerrone looked indifferent about the performance of Twisted Steel, who scored 43.75 points. So I'm not too impressed with him. What do you guys think? Yeah, so
he's got two of the best in the game training him as well. That JB or whatever,
JB Mooney. He is
insane,
a fucking legend. That bloke, he run your own race. That's JB Mooney.
Fucking oath,
like mate. I got into like a thing on him once on YouTube. Go and watch some stuff of JB Mooney on YouTube. Some interviews. He's smoked durries his whole life. Never been to the gym. Never done this shit. He's training. He used to balance on a little ball in his shed for ages. Just balance on it. And that's what he did. Worked hard, and the amount of injuries he had, just fucking tough as nails. Like old school cowboy fucking.
Oh, yeah, here's the ball.
Yeah, that's the ball. That's what he used to do. Just fucking, tough as fuck, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
For an hour.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Mm.
Cowboys are just a legend in my eyes.
Yeah, no, he is, man.
UFC legend, fucking. And all the kids' camps and stuff he's doing. I reckon it's prime. So he's getting all the kids out, teaching them how to change tyres, teaching them gun safety.
Yeah.
Doing, obviously, self-defense.
Yeah.
Stuff like that on his farm.
Yeah, good
shit. He's just got a good head on him.
Well, at least he's keeping having fun and living his life after he finished UFC and that. Like, I suppose a lot of people could probably get... You know, ex-professional athletes that are used to being in the limelight and performing at a high level for that long. At least he's got things put in place to keep him active and busy and having fun and still...
His hobbies, like he's still got heaps of hobbies as well.
Yeah.
Not just fighting was his whole life.
Even the pistol thing on the horses and that, where he rides the horses around shooting the pistols at
Snowmobile
the
Snowmobile and fucking Can-Am racing, all the trophy truck stuff.
He'd be a good yarn.
He would be a great yarn. Oh, what about the... when he had was on Rogan doing all the... cave diving, that freaks me the fuck out. And he got lost that time.
Underwater.
Yeah, he did all the cave diving. Oh. And then you had that tagline, and he lost the tagline. Oh. And then you're looking at your gauge in darkness going, I've got like 20 minutes to try to get out of here.
Who does that purposely, man? That is fucking insane. Imagine choosing to go swimming through caves underwater.
You're literally dancing with death there.
Yeah.
Proper.
Yeah.
And the claustrophobia thing.
Well, like sitting on a bull's probably a bit wild too.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to that. May 18th, eh? So
yeah.
Be Sunday for us in Oz.
This is just gnarly.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? Cave diving.
No. Miss me with that.
UFC 300, boys.
Yeah,
off the back of that this weekend.
This Sunday.
Huge card. Very fucking keen for this. Now, we talked early days about getting a fucking bit of a live stream going, but we didn't even know if the AC was going to be good near by then and didn't really get anything planned. So I'd say we'll just be watching it and doing a stream later in the year for a card. But, mate, like, people can talk shit about this card all they want, but just the consistency of good fighters on this thing is crazy. Like, every single fight from the start, you know, is wild. Like, Davison Figueiredo and Cody Garbrandt is starting the whole thing off. And, you know, sometimes there's not as big a fights in the main card.
No, that's right.
Of another one. So, very excited for that. Battle of the OGs, yo, Bobby Green and Jim Miller. They've been around for ages, those two. How many fights have they both had, Quinno? All right, Jim Miller's been around for a long time. You press on him. Yeah, 37 fights, 17. What is that? 37 wins, 17 losses.
37 wins, 17 losses.
Yeah.
Bobby Green.
31 wins, 15 losses, one draw.
So a few stinks between those two lads.
Yeah, veterans, eh?
Yeah, fucking
I think I'd be going Bobby Green for that one.
Mm.
Who are you going to go for, Kobe Garbrandt? And,
probably Figueiredo, man. But yeah. Garbrandt, you don't really know how to read him. He went on that big losing streak and come back with a win. He's always entertaining to watch, though.
Rodriguez.
Yes. That Jiri, I'm keen to see fight after his loss with, what's it called? Poetin? Is it Poetin? Like, how do you say his fucking nickname, man?
Probably not the man.
Alex Pereira. Nah, neither am I. But yeah, mate, I'm super keen for that. What's your main card thoughts? Like, what's your thoughts on fucking Alex Pereira versus Jamahal Hill?
I think Pereira will get it done.
See, I always fall into this trap, though, right? And because I've seen so much of Pereira the last few years and what he's done. I honestly haven't seen Jamahal Hill fight that much. Yeah. So I can't even be like, fucking Alex. Because I'm like, I do this too often, just load up on him because I know him.
Yeah.
And next minute, like, Jamahal Hill's, I think he's only got one loss, hasn't he, on his record?
I'll double check that for you.
Yeah, have a look.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, 12 wins, one loss. So it's like, Oi, but surely there's a bit of feeling here for Alex Pereira after Jamahal Hill beat Glover.
Yeah,
like, that's right. He's with him like he's fucking.
I'm pumped to see Zhang fight again.
Yeah, isn't she a tough chick?
Yeah,
Zhang Weili. Justin Gaethje versus Max Holloway, man, that's gonna be off the fucking chains.
I reckon Gaethje's got it.
Yeah, me too. I'll be going Gaethje, but like, what's that? That's for the baddest motherfucker thing.
Yeah,
isn't
BFM.
It?
Yeah,
that still doesn't really make much sense. BMF.
And I think I'm gonna go the Russian over Oliveira.
You reckon? Is he Russian?
Armenian.
No, sorry, he's not.
Armenian.
Armenia.
Where's Armenia? That? Is that near fucking
where?
It's in Asia.
Kazakhstan.
Yeah. Country in Asia.
It's in Asia.
So he's Asian.
He's in the hills.
Georgia.
Surely he's in the hills. He looks Russian.
So Georgia's not far off.
It looks like a beautiful spot wherever it is. Look at the old buildings.
Yeah, wow. Fuck.
What? That looks good snowboarding country, like that.
A postcard.
Yeah, wow. That's in Asia.
Yeah.
How's it pronounced?
Armenia.
Wow.
I've heard of the term Armenia. I didn't know where it was. I'm shocking at geography.
That looks like a fucking...
Yeah, so that's another one on there. And then kicking off the main card is that Bo Nickel versus Cody Brundage.
So
that'll be good to watch.
He's pretty good on the ground, old Bo Nickel.
Well, he goes right on the feet too. He knocked old mate out that last one. Fucking stiffed him. So, nah, we'll be set up somewhere, man. What do you reckon? Go to the pub or something like that?
Yeah.
I'm watching.
We've got a fucking massive weekend.
Yeah,
so
we'll have a big weekend.
We'll probably have a bit of a crew with us.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Figure something out. But, nah, very keen for that. I just wanted to say, too, on the boxing front, Benny Hussein has announced his fight on April 24th against Mason Smith. So go, brother. I'm not sure exactly. I think it might be on the Nikita Zoo undercard. And I'd say, you know, talking to him about being that same weight, you'd think the winner out of that should face Nikita next, you'd think. Yeah, I think he's got that announcement on the right there, Quino.
Defending, yeah, his super welterweight title over 10 rounds on a PBV fight night, April 24, fighting on a huge No Limit card coming up against Mason Smith.
Mm. So get behind him. So we'd fucking let you know that one. Got a bit of a clip here. I think Cambo's got one as well, but got one from Denzel Washington about having a crack.
I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Nothing. Nelson Mandela said, there is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I just reckon, like we said before, you don't want to be an old fart sitting there regretting not trying something and just the unknown forever.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Right.
If you want to do something, go and fucking do it. Run your own race. Who gives a fuck what others say?
I wouldn't change anything for the world, what I've got going on now, but Dana White puts this into a pretty good perspective for, yeah, just have a listen anyway.
I laugh every time I hear people saying, yeah, you know, I don't like working for other people, so, you know, I want to work for myself because I want to set my own hours.
Yeah, right. Let me tell you what, when you work for yourself, there's no Christmas, there's no fucking Easter, there's none of that shit when you work for yourself. In the early days, you're working through all those holidays. Every day something bad happens. Every day there's problems. Every day somebody's trying to fuck you and take what you've built. And it's a war every day when you get up in the early days.
Yeah.
Facts.
I tell you what, me and Tom, I still remember on the phone going, oh, we'll be able to play golf after this. We'll be able to fucking, we fucking talked it up. We didn't have a fucking clue.
Nah.
We're like, we're going to have this much time to do this once we quit our jobs. Nah. Wasn't that the biggest kick in the dick?
No, no. Nah. Oh, right. But that's why, like, it's we probably would have if we only talk shit and just relied on that and we were naive thinking it's a thing that lasts forever. Hey, do I hope it is a thing that lasts forever? Yes, I do. But at the same time, we've used this and making hay while the sun shines up. We've got multiple different things.
Yeah.
It's about creating something that goes well and off the back of that, having as many revenue streams as you can coming in while the time lasts.
That's right.
One thing goes to shit, you got backup. Like, you know, backup.
Backup.
Like Tez says. Actually, on the back of that, what the fuck? Did he get captured at
Where
that church,
is
bud?
Terry?
What the fuck is going on? We've derailed the cunt.
That
dude.
This is
40k followers now, by the way.
See, his last video is at this fucking church.
This is unreal.
They buried him.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
Mate. Yeah, same. And they were saying no recording and shit. Look at him.
Yeah.
My name's Terry, and on this event, I am actually the official registered marriage celebrant today. I am authorised by the Commonwealth of Australia.
What the fuck?
I just thanked him for his consistency and then now getting more likes on that comment now because there's no consistency.
Yeah.
So I look like a dick. Thanks for that, everyone liking that comment.
Yeah, come on, Tez.
Today's a little bit special.
Tucking to the bridesmaids, Tez.
Yeah.
That's what they say. I've gotten a few emails as well saying, like, people know him and shit, but don't bother him, like, if he doesn't want to fucking
live
on or whatever, but... Yeah, we'd love to have a yarn to him, obviously.
Fucking oath.
But we found out where he's in Queensland, so.
We'll leave it at that. Yeah. Yeah, give the address it now.
The old trendsetters, mate, there's a bloke who always gets stuck into his work on there, Shane Caddy, one of the well-known fucking trendsetters. He posted a ripper question the other day. What's the best or tastiest jaffle fillings? I like to stick with the classics. Ham, cheese, and finely sliced onion. No tomato unless you want a burnt lip. Also spag bowl with extra cheese or chicken, cheese, and mayo. Hit us with your best combos. And if you have any butter on the inside, you've definitely got two mums. I don't know about that. I just like butter on both sides. Like if you're doing a toasty...
You don't want it to stick.
No, that's right.
You always put it on the jaffle line.
Put it on the outside. He's more saying you put it on the outside, not on the inside, but I like a bit of both. But what's your combos?
Spaghetti Ham and cheese.
Yeah.
Tomato, onion.
Yeah, tomato is good. You just got to be aware it's the hottest thing on earth at the time.
People really get into their work. I don't really like the bacon and egg ones. I reckon that makes the egg go too rubbery.
Mm.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, sometimes it's all right. But yeah, I agree with you. It's a bit hard sometimes.
Put it in raw maybe. But.
Bro, I remember me and my old man a few times when we used to go away on those hunting trips, right? And it was pretty basic, like food sort of thing. Couple of loaves of bread. You get the old Jaffa line you put in the fire. And we used to get those chunky tips.
Yeah.
Bro.
The man cans.
Yeah, the man cans, chunky things. Yeah. And they didn't have to go in the fridge or anything. Look them up, Quinner.
Yeah.
And take them. I used to make Jaffles with them.
Yeah.
Like literally butter the outside, push them into the thing, tip a bit in there, it'd seal them shut. It was hot as fuck, but I mean, how simple is that? And they used to taste prime.
I used to buy them when I first moved out of home, buy myself single.
I reckon every bloke's gone through a chunky steak.
That was me go-to, pepper steak. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Name as if that would not go off in a Jaffle.
Yeah.
Pepper steak, Jaffle, chunky. But
stop it.
I used to just boil pasta and throw that in with it.
Mm.
Stop it.
Just simple, eh?
Oh, I like the I get you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think these have gotten some blokes through some hard times.
Fucking
hell. Shout out to Chunky Butt.
that's the apprentice uni thing, that is.
The best tip for those Jaff lines, too, is getting a knob of butter. Mm. As you're putting it on the fire to heat up, put the knob of butter in there, give it a shake around.
Yeah.
Then it won't stick at all.
Yeah, yeah. And just lather the
outside.
People
that are always just putting it on the bread, the sides are gonna stick still. It's a fucking shit show. But if you actually put it in, close it.
Yeah. Yeah, heaps of lube. Heaps of lube when you're jaffling. A heap of people were like, Jaffles. Like, I think overseas people didn't know what Jaffles meant.
Yeah.
Like, it's just when it's all sealed. Like, it's all sealed in there.
Mm.
A couple of comments though I wanted to read out from the boys and girls in the comments. Jacob goes, Heinz baked beans and a fuck ton of cheese goes hard in a Jaffle.
Goes hard and log it.
Yeah. That'd be like eating lava.
Wouldn't
fucking imagine that. Just biting in. Damien, braised steak and onion. So he must be talking about the same sort of thing here with the chunky skitty and cheese, he said. Cheese and Vegemite.
Yeah.
Have you ever had the toasty cheese and Vegemite?
Not I've had like toast with Vegemite butter and the old Bega slices over the top.
Cheese is just undefeated in toasties and Jaffles, though, eh?
Yeah.
It just...
It's the glue, bro.
It is. It goes off its head. What do you reckon the most popular toasty in Oz is? It's got to be ham, cheese, tomato, cheese, or chicken, cheese and mayo, surely.
Yeah.
Let's look it up, Quinner.
Most popular
toasty.
In Australia.
Yeah. Our top 10 toasties. Oh.
What the fuck?
I think that's just them. Oh, yeah, look at them. Carrying on. That's too fancy. Fuck off, mate.
Panini. Fucking.
We're talking a Bricky's breakfast, mate.
We're talking the everyday battler down at the cafe.
Yeah, just wants a toasty. What's the most popular
fuck? What's the most classic Australian sandwich? Vegemite and plain chips. Nana.
Fuck off, Reddit.
Fuck off.
I read it and I don't agree. Fuck off.
Correct.
I'll tell you the one I've...
Yeah.
Is there anything on it? What's that?
Oh, these are just restaurants to get toasties. Pick your game up.
Yeah, what the
that
fuck?
New, I love that New Yorker you get from the airport. I'm a big fan of that. You look up the New Yorker fucking toasty or whatever it is.
There's one that I...
like a Reuben... Like corned beef. The relish.
With pickles.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. That looks awesome. There's one that I fuck with down at Agnes every now and again. It's a chicken, cheese, and guacamole.
Oh, that is hands down.
Oh.
Yeah. If you ever an Agnes, go try that. It's cost you fucking 18 bucks.
I think it's from Latino's on the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they'll fucking
that thing bring,
lube yourself up before it. Price and everything, but it is nice, man.
Yeah, it is actually off its head.
Chicken, cheese, guacamole, that salt and pepper.
Sounds schmick.
It's hard.
Price is not great, but quality is there.
Yeah, that's right. It's a good start to your day. Like if you have a coffee and that in the morning.
Chicken, cheese, guac.
Pretty good start to your day. You can't really go wrong there, you know. So there's toasties. I bumped into another legend on the socials getting into his music work. They're popping up everywhere. Mm. The Bottle-O underscore Bill on Instagram. He's always running the merch. You look him up on Insta. Turns out he was on Australian Idol, top 30 or something, cruising around doing gigs and having a crack at the moment. Yeah, like I said, he's always got his fucking merch on and that. So, yeah, keep going, brother. Appreciate your support. He's been nice. Fucking hooking in.
Oh, that's not him.
Nah. That's a bong? What the fuck's that?
Bottle-O underscore
Bottle-O
Bill.
Billy. So what we're looking at here, let's go back to that for a second because this is content, baby.
Bottle-O Billy.
So this he's making fucking bongs out of a VB long neck.
Oh, he is.
Hennessy, and Bundy Rum, the finest.
Stop it. So he's got a Bundy bong, he's got a Corona Extra Billy, Smirnoff, Jack Daniels, Crack Daniels, eh?
The long neck.
Crack, man.
The long neck gets me.
Oh, look at it. Oh, wow.
Copper piping too with a shot glass fucking cone piece.
Look at that. That'd put Willie Nelson to sleep, that cone piece.
Fuck.
You're kidding me.
That's a big CP.
Look at that top.
How many followers this fella got?
30.
It's about to increase. So what's that? B-O-T-T-L underscore zero underscore Billy.
Billy. Wow. Emphasis Bottle-O on Billy. Billy.
Go have a look at that.
Where you can find the best bongs for the best prices.
Hey, that Hennessy.
Jeez. Anyway, back to the actually. Real.
Oh, this must be the
back
guy.
To the fella. Here he is.
Hey.
Yeah. Always in his hat.
Oh,
getting
nice.
Around the flats, mate, on the tunes work.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Good on you, bruss. So, yeah, just want to give him a bit of a shout out.
Nice.
Brian. Put a thing in there. He goes, bit of head noise for you boys. Ever seen a mate with the same fridge as you?
Yeah. How good's that?
Same fridge.
Yeah. I haven't.
No, neither.
How many of the cunts are there? Like no. I said, I've never sort of gone to a mate's place and just went, oh, same fridge.
Yes.
Yeah, you've got me there.
It's weird. Like, I looked at it and went, oh, that's fuck all. And I went, hang on.
Wait. Yeah, you think you
thought of it. All my mates' joints it's and went, nah.
Nah.
If you got real mates, they normally got the same barbecue.
Yeah, is it?
Like a Weber.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Matador. I've got the Weber. Yeah.
Same.
I can't. I think I'll get a Weber one day for chucking in to be able to cook up at places, but I don't think I'll be able to ever have a Weber as my main man thing. Like, I want to go over and lift the hood on my big fucking thing and cook some meat on it and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something about it having the old, you know, burner with the big hood. But taking nothing away from Weber's, they're a fucking great bit of kit.
Oh, fucking hell.
Like we said, especially for like chucking in the back of your ute and taking places.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I think we'll get a couple of barbecues or something to put in ours.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. Good stuff, boys. I've got a couple of jokes here, right? I got peppered with a few jokes at Stanage I'm going to hit yous with. I've got three and they get worse. If you only hear one, sign up to Patreon, okay? I'm not even the one that makes this up. It'll be Quinn and the powers to be. So depending on how many you hear, but there is three of them.
That's right.
So first one, this is a good one. How do you get a fat chick into bed? Piece of cake.
Yeah.
So that's like a mild one to kick things off. Then fucking heaps more too. There was a couple of when we were stopped at those spots, there was two boats and we're on the UHF and there was just a dad joke off hitting the things and everyone was chiming in. Fuck, there was some good ones there. Mm. Wish I wrote a few down, but yeah, that pretty much wraps it up, guys. Like we said, the next few weeks, make sure you go and follow that events page, that underscore Alpha Events Co, because that is literally where all of the updates you need to know will be regarding press conferences, fights, pay-per-view stuff. Sponsorship things, all the details. Obviously, we'll be doing our best too, but...
And I do want to say, once again, that Alpha Events isn't just Tom and I too. There's five people in this company, so seems to be a lot of things. Why can't Alpha Blokes just do that? Or you're messaging Alpha Blokes wanting us to release stuff or know about stuff.
Yeah, that's right. There's more than us.
There's more than me and Tom in there, so...
Yeah.
Just for your information, we'll keep you posted.
Yeah, that's right. So go give that a follow. But, yeah, she's getting to the pointy end now. But just know that it's going to be a fucking great night. So get excited.
Big week this week.
Yeah.
Huge week.
Big week.
Big guests coming up.
Massive.
Big guests.
Massive guests coming up this week and plenty of stuff going on. So, yeah, the ball is rolling. It's a great time to be alive. And shout out to wearing hoodies inside.
Catch you Thursday for some yarns.
Fucking hell. Stay out of each other.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.